U.S. troops drive through the arid landscape of southwestern Djibouti. Their mission, to provide clean water for the nomadic people who survive in this super hot environment. At the wheel of one of the vehicles is Staff Sergeant William Brown, a member of a squad that specializes in drilling wells. Their destination, an oasis close to the border with Ethiopia. An ancient trail used by humans and animals passes nearby, making this a vital stopping point.
We are currently looking at this area to see what we can do to develop this oasis so that they can better use it. Right now, the way they're using it, they're actually contaminating their own water. The water is good for drinking, but because they're allowing their animals all around it, it's getting contaminated with feces. So we're trying to come up with, develop a plan so that we can fix that for them.
Sergeant Brown and the troops know very well that they're right next door to Somalia, torn by civil war between Islamist groups and the weak government in Mogadishu. The Americans carry weapons for self-defense, but their mission is peaceful, to improve life for those who exist in this harsh environment, a role that falls under the umbrella of what the U.S. military calls civil affairs. Rear Admiral Timothy Moon is deputy commander of the U.S. task force in the region.
If you think about it, it's obvious that someone who is constantly hungry, doesn't have a roof over his head, and that they're going to be more susceptible to extremist ideology and easily succumb to recruiting efforts.
Central to the effort to ensure that does not happen are the American troops of the Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa, housed at this former French military base in Djibouti. The original mission was to capture or kill terrorists, action like the U.S. airstrikes in Somalia earlier this year, aimed at suspected al-Qaeda members. These days, a typical mission for the task force is very different. In this video, shot by the U.S. military, vets care for Kenyans' livestock. Captain Gwyn Kinley, a military veterinarian, says the response has been very gratifying.
They're extremely grateful. I have never had any degree of suspicion or any type of unwelcoming attitudes. Everyone has been very grateful that we have been able to be present and help them help their animals.
This is the generation the U.S. military really wants to reach. Better prospects stop young people becoming radicals later in life, the thinking goes. So the U.S. military, in conjunction with America's Civilian Overseas Assistance Agency, USAID, is working to improve education and healthcare in the region. On this visit to a school in the Djiboutian town of Tajura, local officials like Elwan Dawood, who was school principal for almost 3 decades, had only good things to say.
The American assistance has done many things to improve education and health, but there are many other needs, so we want their help to continue.
American personnel are also encouraged to help out in their free time. There are regular outings to this orphanage close to the base. Nathaniel Young is a military chaplain's assistant and his bodyguard. On the basketball court, he's a cultural ambassador.
Basically, what we did is we got together and we said, okay, how can we help the boys' orphanage? What can we do? What's the best way we can relate to them on a level that crosses cultural boundaries? Sports does exactly that.
That sporting outreach has expanded the horizons of 23-year-old Abdul Dakar.
I like to go to America to practice in English and to practice some basketball. I like basketball, very, very basketball.
We might all be going to Iraq here pretty soon.
For Americans, like these Marines at Camp Le Monnier, the modern military requires them to be flexible enough to go from hard combat in places like Iraq to this hearts and minds operation on the Horn of Africa. Kenneth Bacon is a former Pentagon spokesman who now heads the NGO Refugees International. He welcomes the emphasis on what is often called soft power, but worries about routinely using military units to perform humanitarian work.
In rare and emergency cases, it makes sense for the military to do what only it can do very quickly. On a day-to-day basis, I don't think it makes sense for the military to be out distributing aid, vaccinating kids, drilling wells. These are things that can be done by other groups. They can be done much more cheaply and much more effectively by operations like Oxfam or Save the Children or International Rescue Committee or CARE.
There is also concern that having American troops in this role might blur the line between soldiers and civilian aid workers, and thus endanger conventional NGOs. While that debate continues, the U.S. military's projects are having a transformative impact on some lives in this region. Malcolm Brown for VOA News in Djibouti.